The Chronicle, Sunday the 14th of May. Gate crashes storm party. Teenager Ben Markson's parents' home in Coolangup, a small town north of Perth, was trashed after he posted plans for his birthday bash online. Ben had intended the invitation for about 30 close friends, but up to 400 gate crashers turned up after news of the party leaked onto a social networking site. The unruly mob ripped the garden gate off its hinges, smashed a lounge window, and accidentally set fire to a sofa. The party spilled onto the street, where dismayed residents saw young people jumping on parked cars and sitting in the flower beds. Horrified neighbours called the local police, who arrived within 10 minutes. However, when Sergeant O'Toole and his partner appeared at the scene, their presence provoked an angry response from the revellers, who started throwing rocks at their vehicle. Backing off, they radioed for reinforcements. Police with dogs and loud hailers arrived to disperse the crowd, arresting 3 teenagers. Ben's parents, Mike and Alice Markson, rushed home from Perth after calls from neighbours alerted them to the disaster unfolding at their house in Coolangup. The family spent all night cleaning up the mess. Ben says that the party got out of hand because people kept spreading the news via social media. All I wanted was to have a good party. At first, a few people I didn't know arrived with plus ones, and that was no problem. But then a whole bunch of people from Perth arrived, and I didn't want to let them in. When I turned my back, they came in anyway. I kind of lost control over what happened after that. More people just kept coming. It was horrible. Mr. Markson said, "We got a call from our next-door neighbour just as we were leaving for the theatre. We could hear thumping music and the sound of breaking glass in the background. And I said to my wife, 'We've got to return home immediately.' Ben is a sensible boy. He knows not to post a party invitation on a social network site. After that Corey Worthington disaster in Melbourne, an out-of-control Facebook party is every parent's nightmare. It must have been one of his friends who posted the party details. Luckily, nothing valuable was stolen or damaged, and nobody was injured." A spokesperson for the Coolangup Police said that they responded to a call from concerned neighbours at around 11 o'clock on Saturday night. "Using loud hailers and dogs, we managed to move everybody on within 20 minutes. Officers remained in the area for a while to provide reassurance to residents and to ensure that revellers didn't return. 2 girls and a boy were arrested for being drunk and disorderly." Bob Hall, the mayor of Coolangup, commented, "It's the first time that this sort of thing has happened in our town. We've been lucky. Every weekend, thousands of young people all over Australia turn up at the house of someone they don't know from Adam, all in the hope of a party. Because of this technology, teenagers nowadays can mass mobilise in moments."